New figures from the Central Statistics Office show a 12.1% fall in the number of new home completions in the first quarter of this year. Today's figures show that 52% of all completions in the first 3 months were scheme dwellings, while 27.4% were apartments and just over 20.5% were single dwellings. Let's talk to Dr. Don McCarthy, Courtney now, who's head of research with BNP Paribas Real Estate. Dr. McCartney, thank you for taking our call this lunchtime. Now, yesterday on this programme, we were reporting figures from the government's Housing for All programme, talking about an increase, a fairly significant increase in the first quarter in housing commencements. Today we have these figures in terms of completions. What's all this telling us about what's going on in the housing market?
Well, thanks, Brian. It's, I think, quite a complex story, but let me try and simplify it. So, we had just under 33,000 housing completions, which was about 10% above the government's target for the year. However, last year benefited from a tailwind because it got the flywheel effect of properties that had been mothballed during the COVID pandemic and were resurrected and could quickly be brought to completion. That all happened in 2023, along with the properties that were commenced that year and in the last months of 2022. So it was a big year for completions. However, we completed more homes than we commenced over the course of, over the course of the 18 months between the middle of 22 and the end of 2023. And what that means is the number of units actually on site under construction has fallen by about 18% in Dublin alone. Mm-hmm. And what that really means is that we're now going to sort of pick up a bit of a slump in housing completions, I think, for the remainder of this year, because simply the pipeline of construction isn't as big as it had been. However, there is good news in the sense that we're now going in the opposite direction. We're commencing more homes than we're completing in the first 3 months of this year. We've commenced twice as many as we've completed. And what that means is, I think, after a pause in 2024, we'll get a resumption of strong growth in housing output next year.
So where do you think this is going to leave the government's target for this year? I think, is it 34,500?
It's 33,450, and I don't think we'll meet it. I warned back in February that I thought it wasn't going to be met, and today's figures, I think, reinforce that point. I think we're going to struggle to get above 33,000 this year simply because the pipeline of partially complete properties isn't there to deliver that level of output this year. But as I say, looking forward, I do think we can be optimistic that we'll kick on in 25.
And what about, talking about optimism, the Taoiseach's target or intended target of what's the figure, 50,000 homes a year on average between now and 2030?
Yeah, well, that's what he has said. And I suppose he's sort of saying that, look, they're going to backfill some science behind this. But I mean, immediately you can see that if an announcement is made before the science is in place, then it's likely that the science will probably be swayed somewhat by the announcement. I mean, realistically, Brian, no one can predict housing demand into the long-term future because it's very sensitive to population growth, which in turn is very sensitive to net migration. And net migration, in turn, is sensitive not only to labour market conditions here in Ireland, which are difficult to predict, but also labour market conditions in Canada, Australia, the UK and America. So nobody can predict that.
And just a final question in relation to these completions, today's figures, the first quarter, what is being completed, if I can put it that way? Because apartment completions are well down, aren't they? Down by about a third compared to, you know, to housing estates or schemes or one-off dwellings.
Yeah, so that is right. Now, I wouldn't read too much into it, Brian, because apartment delivery is what we call lumpy. You know, in other words, you don't just deliver one apartment the way you could deliver houses on a street, unit by unit. All the apartments have to be finished together, and therefore they can kind of come through in a glut. Mm-hmm. At the moment, there's about 12,000 apartments under construction in Dublin. So I wouldn't be pessimistic about that. I think they are coming. I think the concern would be just when will they come, and I think it's more likely that the bulk of them will follow in 2025 rather than this year.
Very good. Dr. John McCartney from BNP Paribas, thanks very much indeed for talking to us.